Reflection V. The foregoing account of Brainerd's life may afford instruction to Christians in general, as it shows in many respects the right way of practicing religion in order to obtain the ends and receive the benefits of it, or how Christians should run the race set before them, if they would not run in vain or run as uncertainly, but would honor God in the world, adorn their profession, be serviceable to mankind, have the comforts of religion while they live, be free from disquieting doubts and dark apprehensions about the state of their souls, enjoy peace in the approaches of death, and finish their course with joy. In general, he much recommended for this purpose the redemption of time, great diligence in the business of the Christian life, watchfulness and see, and he very remarkably exemplified these things. Particularly his example and success with regard to one duty, in an especial manner, may be of great use to both ministers and private Christians. I mean the duty of secret fasting. The reader has seen how much Brainerd recommends this duty and how frequently he exercised himself in it, nor can it well have escaped observation how much he was owned and blessed in it, and of what great benefit it evidently was to his soul. Among all the many days he spent in secret fasting and prayer, of which he gives an account in his diary, there is scarcely an instance of one which was not either attended or soon followed with apparent success, and a remarkable blessing, in special influences and consolations of God's Spirit, and very often before the day was ended. But it must be observed that when he set about this duty, he did it in good earnest, stirring up himself to take hold of God, and continuing instant in prayer with much of the spirit of Jacob, who said to the angel, "I will not let thee go except thou bless me."